In an apt metaphor for football season, the Sussex County freeholders will let Jerry Scanlon run out the clock. Scanlon, the chair of the Sussex County Republican Committee, caused a ruckus a few months ago with a series of racist and misogynistic tweets aimed at prominent Democrats, many of them women. This proved more problematic than usual, giving Scanlon's other role as vice chair of the Sussex County Community College Board of Trustees. Did a college really want a board member who calls political opponents lesbian hags and whores, as some of the tweets did? Apparently not. In August, the board stripped Scanlon of his vice chairmanship, censured him, and asked the freeholders, who have appointment power in this instance, to consider booting him off the board entirely. Some of this was a bit academic, given the fact Scanlon's term expires October 31st as it is. On Wednesday, the all-Republican freeholders acted on the college's request. They opted to do nothing. The decision was not without some drama. The meeting room was filled with people representing both sides of this emotional issue. Scanlon's supporters cited the need to protect all types of speech. His detractors said things were not that simple. They argued that hateful words have an impact and that Scanlon was not an ordinary guy with a computer, but a man who sits on a board overseeing the local college. One woman said her granddaughter will not consider attending the college because of the tweets. The freeholders' decision to take no action was based on an opinion by Kevin Kelly, the county council, who made two broad points. One was that Scanlon's tweets did not constitute a crime. The other was that the tweets were distinct from Scanlon's duties as a board member. As an overview, Kelly explained that removing an elected or appointed official from office is rightly difficult by design. To any objective observer, this was a very reasonable opinion. So, the freeholders were on solid legal ground in opting not to remove Scanlon. But they also took turns defending him, perhaps too much so. Freeholder Joshua Hertzberg said Scanlon already has been punished enough and that there is no reason to demonize the man. Sylvia Petillo, the board's deputy director, lives in Hopatcong, as does Scanlon. She said Scanlon was so humiliated by this ordeal that after the news broke, he was wary about leaving the house and being seen in public. Their point was clear. Why compound his misery by kicking him off the college board? Another point made was that Scanlon didn't really say or write the tweets in question. Instead, they were retweets, some of which Scanlon was not even aware. That excuse is a bit flimsy. Aren't individuals responsible for tweets under their name even if they didn't create the message themselves? More than one freeholder said the tweets were totally out of character for Scanlon, who was described as a sensitive, caring man. Freeholder George Graham encouraged critics to go find out who Jerry Scanlon is. The admiration for Scanlon was sincere, but here is the problem. It is virtually impossible for the average county resident to know Scanlon personally. Average people are not part of a county's political structure, which is how those involved in public life meet like-minded souls. Most in Sussex who care about this issue are judging Scanlon only by his tweets. And they really can't judge him any other way. Like we said, the freeholders' decision made sense legally. No question about it. And yes, this issue officially will end in a few weeks when Scanlon leaves the board. Nonetheless, it would have been nice to hear the freeholders collectively condemn the sentiment expressed in the tweets, or if you insist, retweets, as something that was, and perhaps still is, an embarrassment to Sussex County and its college community. That should not have been difficult.